full of sorrow. But thank God, Jesus came. Amen. Where would I be without? I tell you what, let me testify. It reminds me of this past Thursday night. Let me testify a little bit. The Lord done a great work there at my dad's house Thursday night. We went home from church, and I didn't realize Dad was getting real sick, and he barely made it home, and his eyesight began to leave him, and he's had spells such as this before, but not to this magnitude. My mom called me and said, "Your dad's sick, he'd come down." So I drove down real quick and got there, and Brother Eric, Sister Kristen was behind me. I had them to stop, and I got down there, and I walked in. My dad was like I'd never seen him before. He sat there in a chair, and his face was deathly white. His eyes just kind of like focused on anything. He communicated, but his hands was felt like death. His blood pressure was 50 over 34. And I thought my dad was leaving. I just prepared myself for that. We called Brother Bruce, another preacher in our church who lives right up the road there. I said, "Come down real quick. We're going to pray for Dad." I didn't tell him how bad he was. So they came down, and I went and located the oil, as the Bible said.
Oh, yes.
Amen. And I tell you what, the three of us men and the sisters and Larry gathered around Dad. We three brethren anointed our dad, and no sooner the words came out of our mouth, the oil touched his head, the Holy Ghost fell just like that. He began to jerk under the power of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues. And I saw the color immediately just come back to his face. He said, "I've been touched. I can see clearly." He sat up and we marveled at the work of God. Where would I be without Jesus? He's there when I need him. Amen. I tell you what, the Lord's real. I tell you, he proved himself to us. I was going to, I probably would have carried him to the hospital. But I want to talk to Dr. Jesus first. Amen. And he's going to work in instantaneous. And my dad's blood pressure began to rise from that point on. And I thought I was going to have to spend the night with him there. But after an hour, I sat there with him. He said, "I'm feeling fine. You're going home." I called him this morning. "How are you doing, Dad?" "I'm doing just fine." Praise God. Amen. The Lord knows how, don't he? The Lord knows how. We appreciate this opportunity to be with you folks again. I've enjoyed the services. I enjoyed the preaching. Enjoyed the preaching last night and that altar service. Wasn't that wonderful? Oh, yeah. My God, help us. We thank you. We thank the Lord for his presence.
Yes,
and I just love it. You know, I like it when I see holy rollers living up to their name. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When I see brother and sister laying out of the Spirit of God, that's just, we're still rolling holy rollers. But I appreciate Brother Bill and Sister Judy. They've been my friends, and I appreciate them, their work here at this church. I honor them highly today. If you would, turn with me to the book of 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, very familiar verse of Scripture. I really need the Lord's help today. I had an allergy attack this morning about 3 o'clock, and woke up and couldn't sleep very much at all last night. And if those who know Brother Steve, he's got a house full of clocks. I mean, ringing clocks. Every 15 minutes, I think I heard every one of them. And they're all like 5 minutes apart, so they didn't ring all at the same time. So Brother Steve ain't here for us to pick on him. But the Lord's going to have to be my helper today to preach his word and to touch your hearts. And in 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, and the very first verse. Very familiar scripture. Second Kings 4. "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets of Elijah unto Elijah, saying, 'Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen.' And Elijah said unto her, 'What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house?' And she said, 'Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil.' Then he said, 'Go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, bar not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee, upon thy sons, and thou shalt pour out unto all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons. She brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil, and pay the debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Brother Bill, would you pray?
Father, we are so glad for this privilege to be in the house of God and to hear your word.
I need you, Lord.
We're praying this morning that you would bless Brother Edgar, his Father, into our hearts.
Let our hearts.
Help us this morning, Lord.
Let our hearts.
We worship God with an open heart.
We need you, God, today.
Minister to those that have come to this place.
Yes, Lord.
I pray, Jesus, that your Spirit would walk among us.
We need you, God, today.
Help us, O God, that those who are saved would be encouraged.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
God, we pray that you would save and sanctify.
Do it today, Lord.
Around these altars.
Yes, Lord.
Give you the praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you tonight.
This is a very, very, very lifting story. Very touching story. It has a wonderful ending. It began to not be so good as the drought and the things looked pretty bad for this family. But Elisha said, what have you in your house? And she said, just a pot of oil. And he said, go borrow vessels and borrow not a few. And they begin to pour as the man of God instructed to do. They begin to pour and they ran out of vessels. She said, go get another vessel. And he said, there is no more vessels. I'd like to preach to you today looking for another vessel.
Yes.
Looking for another vessel. There was a shortage. Yeah, there was a shortage in the land. There was a shortage of oil, it seemed to be. But when the Spirit of God moved, and when the man of God done what the Lord told him to do, and when she done what the man of God told her to do, she began to pour out the oil, and there was no shortage of oil. The only thing that there was shortage of was vessels. There was a shortage of vessels. This oil would represent the Spirit of God. This oil would represent His presence. And last night, we seen the presence of God. We felt the presence of God. It seemed to me there was no shortage last night. I believe the Holy Ghost filled the house last night. I believe the Spirit of God touched the hearts across this church house. There was no shortage of the Spirit of God, and there will never be a shortage of the Spirit of God. The only shortage we have in America today is willing vessels. The Lord is looking for more vessels. More willing vessels. He specializes in empty vessels. You see, they was to go get empty vessels because there was something that was going to happen. These vessels was to be poured. And you know the story. You know how the story went? She got the oil and she was able to sell what she had and pay off her debt. They was becoming to be bond on the bondage because of their debt. But this set them free from their debt. If they would have had more vessels, they would have had more money. If they'd have had more vessels, they would have been able to do a lot more. But since they run out of vessels, the limitations was there because the shortage of vessels. I tell you, God has no limitations today. We're in a time of evil. We're in a time of distress in a lot of cases. We're in the time when evil is rampant. But I tell you, the Spirit of God is still greater than all the sins of the world. It don't matter how the devil may spread himself and cause himself to be as he is. God's Spirit is not short to save those who are willing to be saved. There are those today that's empty. God is looking for an empty vessel. In Isaiah, the 55th chapter, very familiar scripture, wonderful, wonderful verse. He said, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Have you ever seen when a time when men and women are trying to satisfy their souls on the things of this earth? On the natural things, they get what they can, and it's not enough. They try to find satisfaction in something else, but it's not enough. But Isaiah said, "Ho, everyone that's hungry and thirsty, come and buy. Why do you spend that satisfieth not? Why, hearken diligently unto me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David." Oh, thirsty one. Oh, dry vessel. Attention. Attention. Hold. Everyone that's thirsty, come and buy and eat. Come without money and eat that is good, that satisfies your soul. The thing that the devil's filling your vessel with will not give you satisfaction. But I'm here to tell you that God specializes in empty vessels. Yes. He said, "Bring me another vessel. Bring me a vessel. Bring me another vessel." I want you to know that the devil is walking about to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. Yeah, he's seeking out those. He's looking for his young folk. As you've already heard, he's searching your heart. He's trying to pull you to him. But I want you to know there's somebody else that's walking to and fro. The Holy Ghost of God has been dispatched to this earth that he may search out the avenues of this world to find one more empty vessel. I believe he came to Martinsville on this sweet 10th of May to look for an empty vessel. Yes, hallelujah. Amen. I believe he went out as a special effort to come by Martinsville to look for an empty vessel.
Yes.
Oh. Oh. Attention. Did you hear the messages? I've heard three. Oh. Everyone said, "Look." Yesterday morning, I sat right there and I felt that conviction. Reach out and say, "Listen to me. Listen to me, you're thirsty. Your vessel is empty. But once you had plenty, your soul is barren and dry. I'm searching for you. I'm looking for you." Again, once again, the Lord came by. And I believe if I would know the mind of God, it's his desire to come in these doors today and find one more empty vessel.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, you know the story. One day, Jesus was walking along. And he must needs go through Samaria. Must needs go through Samaria. And he walks to Jacob's well, and a woman comes there. And she was thirsty. She had the water pots in her hand. Amen. And she said, and Jesus said, "Give me a drink." How be it that you, being a Jew, ask a Samaritan for a drink? He said, "If you'd have known who to ask for a drink, you would have asked of me living waters." You're a thirsty woman. Your vessel is empty. But I have good news. Amen. If you'd ask of me, I would have given you living water. And this water that I give you would be in you a well springing up unto everlasting. I've got a full vessel for you if you just knew who I am. If you just knew who I was. You know the story how it goes. They communicated a while. Amen. He said, she said, "Sir, give me this drink that I may never thirst again." Woo, hallelujah. If your soul is crying out this morning, I've got good news. The Lord's looking for another empty vessel. He must needs go through Martinsville. Woo, to search for one more vessel. Hallelujah. He must needs come by today to search out somebody that's thirsty in their soul. God's wanting to give you drink. God's wanting to satisfy your soul. The world's not satisfying you. You're tired of searching. I say, come to Jesus. He has living water. A well springing up unto everlasting life.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
He said, "Go call your husband and She said, I have no husband. He said, thou hast well said, you have had five husbands. I want you to look how thirsty she was. I want you to look how bad shape she was. You have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not yours. You have well said. I want you to realize this picture here is not hopeless. We look at people with messed up marriages, and we say, God, how can you do that? God is the worker of miracles of lives that's messed up. We should not accept limitations on people when they walk through that door because they're thirsty. They're needing the house of God, and they're needing you as people of God to minister to them, to show them Christ, to show them the well of living water. God would do a special work just for one vessel, like He did this woman. You know what happens when somebody comes into our services that's been married five times, that has messed up lives, we say. You know who she is. Do you know she broke up so-and-so's home? Do you realize what she's done in life? Yeah, that's the reaction of the natural man. But I want you to know Jesus went out of His way for an adulterous woman. He saw the empty vessel. He saw the need there. And it didn't matter how thirsty. It don't matter how messed up your life is. When God gives you a taste of the living water, He'll deliver your soul. He's looking for an empty vessel. Hallelujah. He is still doing it. I want you to know He is still setting people free from adultery. He's still setting people from the bondage that they're in. We had a man and a woman come to see us several years ago. And I guess I don't know whether we met them first in a church or a place we were singing. They come and they begin to befriend us. And they begin to come a little more. Then they finally came through our church house. I immediately thought, there's a marriage situation here that's not perfected. I hope you bear with me now. I know we all differ on different things, but let me just preach. Amen. Oh, I'm just telling you, the Lord's looking for those. Amen. He's looking for somebody. Lord, be my helper. I won't hold you too long. Oh, hallelujah. But Brother Ronnie Phillips come in to our church and with his wife, and they begin to come more often. And I remember preaching one night about the zealousness of the marriage and how we compare it to being the bride of Christ, how it works together. And she met me at the door and she said, I wish I would have heard that 30 years ago. I realized my suspicions was right. Amen. But I didn't say a word because I was too afraid to. Nobody in my church knew about it. And I'm not saying our people were bad. I know the human side of people. When we realize that people is not like we just want to look down on them. But the Lord's not looking down on them. He's looking for an empty vessel. Praise God. Amen. Oh, he came in. This man had been married three times, y'all. Three times. And I didn't know that. And I just, again, after I found out some things, I didn't tell nobody. I knew God could do a work. And I said, God, there's no limitations. You can do what you can. And I saw God move for them. I saw a change in their life. I saw them lay down some things. I realized God was doing work. One night they came to me at a place that I was singing. And they came to me and she said, she has cancer. Ellen has cancer. She's got cancer real bad. She wants to come back and talk to you. I immediately thought, God, you are doing a work. Now bear with me here. You are doing a work in these people's lives. You, and I knew the ignorance of them not knowing anything about God. Not knowing anything about God. The Lord was looking for empty vessels. Amen. And I realized, God, you're in a work. And he said, her husband came to me. He said, I believe God's going to heal her. I didn't say a thing. I didn't believe it. I felt like God was taking her from him for a reason. And I felt that God's mercy, he'll have mercy on whom he'll have mercy. He'll have compassion on whom he'll have compassion. And And she died. And she died, I feel like, trying to do her best, trying to serve the Lord in the best way she knew. She died. They brought her to church in a wheelchair. They brought her to church and they put her in a recliner. She didn't hardly know she was even there. But I still believe God was doing a work. She went on her way, and God's her judge today. God's her judge today. But I know one thing. We showed her love, and today she was with us. Amen. And a little bit later, Brother Ronnie came again, and he began to come to our church. He began to come all the time. He told me, "Dad, I want to make my membership here. I want to come all the time." We never said one thing to him. We never told him anything about what we believe concerning divorce and remarriage. We didn't ever say anything about it. But I tell you what, the Lord got a dealing with him one day. He said, "I got mad one day at the preacher because he preached what the scripture had said about so and so." He said, "I went home and get mad." He said, "But when I got home, I asked the Lord to help me to see it." And he said, "The Lord showed it to me. It's just the way you said it was." And today, Brother Ronnie Phillips is passing out tracts talking about divorce and remarriage because God found an empty vessel. And now he's using him to lead others to Christ. I'm telling you, God has no limitation when he looks for an empty vessel. God help us. We think about those that's coming among us that's needing help. A lady came here not long ago. Came to this church. Her brother called me and said, "I know of a lady that's living in another state that needs a church in the Martinsville area. I need to find Brother Bill Prescott because this preacher has told me about her. This preacher told me about her, and she came to this church. The Lord gave her one sermon that she needed." You know what I'm talking about? The Lord sent her to Virginia for this man to preach the gospel to her. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. You see what I'm saying? God will go to excessive bounds to find one vessel. One vessel. And I'll tell you what, he's made a special trip here today to fill somebody's heart. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And a few days later, after he had met this woman at the well, you know what she'd done? She went back into the city and she said, "Come see a man." But before that, she said, after she talked about her personal affairs, she said, in her mind, if you will, "Let's change the subject. We've talked about me long enough. Now let's talk about worship." These scriptures, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him." This message was preached to an adulteress. She was the first one to hear it out of the lips of our Savior, that "God is a spirit, and they that worship him." You know what she done? She left her water pots. She left her water pots and ran back into the city and said, "Come see the man who I believe is the Christ. He has told me all I have. I have found the Messiah." You know what? When you get the Lord in your heart, you'll tell somebody, "I found the Messiah. I found the Christ. He has given me the desires of my heart. He has filled my vessel full with the water of life." Amen. Praise God. Hey. And you know what? She went back to the city, and many believed and came with her. And many were saved. Because she went and told somebody about her vessel being full. Yeah. Amen. If you're here lost today, I want you to understand the Lord loves you enough. Make a special effort. Fear your soul. And you'll walk out those doors with your cup running over. Amen. And you go out there and you'll find somebody. And you'll want to tell them about Jesus because the well is springing up unto everlasting life. Amen. Oh, in closing, I'm made to think of the time when Jesus went a few more days after he had saw the woman at the well. He went and he looked at the crowd of people and he had compassion on them. It was 5,000 men there on that hillside that day, and they was hungry, and the Lord had compassion on them. He said, "Philip, what do we have to buy the food for these?" He knew what he was going to do, but he was putting Philip to the test. "We just have just a, pennyworth, whatever it was, sufficient. It's not sufficient for this crowd, Lord. He said, sit them down in the grass. I have compassion. I'm ready to fill their soul with things. I'm ready to do work for them. And you know the story. And I won't tell the whole story. But you know, he found two loaves and, was it five loaves and two fishes? And he fed a multitude. He fed a multitude with just that willing vessel, with that one little boy's lunch. But I want you to know and understand that when they got done, there was 12 baskets of leftovers. They didn't come. I don't know whose baskets it was. The disciples is one that was distributing. The disciples was the one that was picking up. There was 12 disciples. There was 12 baskets. But if you will, let me believe that there was women carrying baskets that day that came in there, sat down with baskets in their hand. And there was a way, there was something that they needed to do. There was something, there was leftovers. God had just fed them manna from heaven. God had just given them something that they had never had before. Now they have 12 baskets. These women didn't carry empty baskets. If you will, let me imagine this is the way it was. They didn't carry empty baskets, no doubt. They was in town and they had to get their necessities. But when Jesus fed them, they emptied their baskets. I want something to go. Just give me a to-go box, Lord. Woo! Hey, I tell you, when the Lord feeds you, there'll be something left over for somebody else. Empty your basket! Empty your basket! The Lord's going to fill it. He can't fill it with something already in there. We come into the house of God, we're so loaded up with so many things. And Lord, I'm willing to pour out a little bit, but I still got my little pet peeve, my little pets in there, my little pride, my little hate, my little malice. Oh, the Lord's wanting empty baskets. Woo! I tell you, when you eat from the man of heaven and you taste of this heavenly thing that God wanted to fill you with, you can get it all. Give me an empty basket, Lord. Fill me up and I'll take home something with me. Hallelujah. The Lord's wanting to fill a vessel today. Amen. You had too long had your basket full of things and had your vessel full of things that will not satisfy you. But the Lord is looking for an empty basket. The Lord's looking for a willing heart. Let's say, Lord, empty my basket that I can be full of the power of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes. I know you're enjoying those things that's in there. The pleasures of sin for a season. God, I can't get rid of that lust that I had in my heart. The Lord wanted to help you to come over and just dump it all out. Amen. Oh. The Lord said one time to Israel, my people has committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. And they have hewn themselves out cisterns, broken cisterns, which can hold no water. I'm here to tell you today that God is wanting to fill your soul. That the Lord's wanting to do a mighty work for you. He's wanting to empty you back your basket and fill you up and have you ready for the world. Would you stand with me today? Praise God. Holy God. Empty vessels. My vessel is empty. For once I had plenty. My soul is barren and dry. Somewhere flows a fountain beyond distant mountain. Let me drink from the Father's supply. Whatever was in the basket that day when the Lord came by was not worth taking home compared to the leftover fragments that Jesus had filled their souls with. I'm telling you today, I don't care how the world looks. And I don't care what the devil's showing you. It does not replace the satisfaction that the Lord can fill in your basket. Oh, God. Oh. I wish I could have preached this better. I wish I could have delivered this a little better. But God must needs find another vessel. If he has to, he'll go down to the street corner somewhere. He'll go down under a bridge and bring somebody off the street.
Yes, he will, brother.
If he needs to find another vessel.
My vessel
is empty.
But once I had plenty,
is your soul barren and dry? Lord's looking for another vessel. Fill me, God.
Where flows a fountain beyond distant mountain, let me drink from the Father's supply.
Are you empty today?
Lord, feed your children.
The Lord's wanting to help you.
As we stand here with
the devil will not satisfy you. The mirage that he's putting up for you, that beautiful picture that he's painting for you, will be a dead end street. But Jesus said, this water that I give you, you shall drink of it and never thirst again. It shall be in you a well springing up unto the everlasting life. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Feed your children. Is there somebody here that wants to come right now? And let the Lord be your vessel with His presence and His Spirit. There is no shortage of the Spirit of God. It's only shortage of willing vessels that is willing to consecrate their lives to the Lord.
Beyond distant mountains, let me drink.
Where are you today, sinner friend? If you're here lost today, oh, God's got a satisfying portion for you. God's got something that'll never run dry. I challenge you today to seek His face. I challenge you to come today and find favor with the Lord. He's looking for you. He's looking for you today. Just bring me one more vessel. Give me one more vessel. Oh. For those that would to feel like coming and feasting from the manna around this altar this morning, I want you to come and I want you to, Lord, let the Lord fill your basket. If you're carrying things in your basket that's not pleasing to God, let Him empty it out. Be willing to get rid of the things that's causing you to make failure every day. You don't have to live your life in failure. You don't have to carry the things around that's destroying your life. Into the basket. Let God give you the leftovers of His presence and His joy and His love and His power and His Spirit. Oh, the Lord wants to help you today. The Spirit of God wants to set you free from the bondage that you're in this morning. Hallelujah. Holy God, thank you for your Holy Ghost. I thank you for your freedom. Would you come today? Would you come? Anyone that would, come today. Let God give you something. Let God reveal your vessel with the things that will satisfy your soul. You know who you are, and you know where you are. You know the things that you're dealing with. God wants to replace all those things with the water of life. Hallelujah.
The Father's supply. Lord, feed your children as we stand here with them to eat from the table of life. Somewhere flows the fountains beyond distant.
Come on. Let the Lord do the work in your life this morning.
The Father's supply.
You've been empty too long. You've had too many things in your heart and in your life that's caused you misery and pain. It's time to let the Lord stand on the well and give you a drink. Give me my hand to wash.
From the table of life. Somewhere flowing a fountain.
so long I hunger. Where the rivers are running. Oh! Help me to give you the good things in my basket, God. Fill my basket with the good things of bread from heaven.
I surrender. feel the sacred flame. Oh, the joy of full salvation.
Thank the Lord for this wonderful message this morning. And I believe the Lord sent that message to us. Appreciate you praying and seeking the Lord around the altars this morning. Anybody want to say a word for Jesus before we come to the close of this service this morning? The Lord done anything for you? You'd like to praise Him or make requests? We'll be having a meal next door as we dismiss.